This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Supreme Court reschedules verdict on Constitutional Commission officials to July 2nd. CIAA files corruption case against 7 people, including former Kathmandu Chief Administrative Officer, in special court. President Ramchandra Paudil highlights school as a key to sports development. 2 junior athletes set national records at ongoing president running shield. And hospital officials say dozens of Palestinians killed while seeking aid in Gaza. Now, the news in detail. The Supreme Court has once again delayed its verdict on writ petitions challenging the appointment of 52 officials to constitutional commissions. The decision, originally expected earlier, will now be delivered on July 2nd. A division bench led by Chief Justice Prakash Manchin Raut, along with Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla, Manoj Kumar Sharma, Dr. Kumar Chudal and Dr. Nahakul Subedi, was set to announce the ruling. However, Joint Spokesperson of the Supreme Court, Nirajan Pandey, confirmed the postponement. The case involves a total of 15 writ petitions filed in 2 phases in 2020 and 22 against appointments made by the government through an ordinance. Petitioners argue that the appointments were unconstitutional and lacked proper parliamentary oversight. The hearing on the matter concluded on May 15. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been adjourned until 3 p.m. today after opposition parties once again disrupted proceedings, demanding the resignation of the Home Minister over the visit visa scandal. As soon as the session began, opposition lawmakers stood up, raised slogans and blocked the agenda. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire urged members to allow the House to function, noting that the discussions had already been stalled for 2 weeks. Despite repeated appeals, the protest continued. With no progress possible, Speaker Ghimire announced the removal of all scheduled business and formally adjourned the meeting. Efforts to resolve the deadlock, including high-level talks yesterday involving Speaker Ghimire and leaders from the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, CPN Maoist Centre and Rashtriya Swatantra Party. However, the discussions ended without a breakthrough as both sides remained firm in their positions. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 7 individuals, including former Chief Administrative Officer of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Pradeep Pariyar, for alleged embezzlement of over 43.1 million rupees. Pariyar, who currently serves as the Director General of the Department of Information and Broadcasting, has been charged along with Bid Evaluation Committee members Director Ravindran Shrestha, Director Shivaraj Adhikari, Director Basanta Acharya, Director Namaraj Dhakal, Engineer Janardhan Giri and Procurement Unit Assistant Director Uttam Dahal. CIA Assistant Spokesperson Devi Prasad Thapalia stated that the charges relate to irregularities in the contract for the construction of a sewerage system from Basundhara to Mephi under the Samakhushi Corridor project in Kathmandu. The Commission has filed the case at the Special Court in Kathmandu seeking punishment under the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059 Bikram Sambat and recovery of damages amounting to 43.17 million rupees. The government has made public the decisions of the Council of Ministers meeting held on June 9th. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithivi Subba Gurung shared details of several key resolutions. Among the major decisions, the cabinet has approved the upgrade of Lamki Chuha Hospital in Koilali from a 15-bed to a 50-bed facility. The hospital's operation will now be handed over to the provincial government. Additionally, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil will represent Nepal at the annual meeting of the Board of Governors of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank scheduled to take place in Beijing, China. The Cabinet has also approved Nepal's participation and discussion agenda for the 13th meeting of the Nepal-China-Tibet Trade Facilitation Committee, which will be held in Lhasa, among others. President Ramchandra Paulil has emphasized the strong connection between the education and sports, saying both play a vital role in nation building. Speaking at the inauguration of the 15th President's Running Shield Sports Tournament at Dasarath Stadium yesterday, President Paulil stated that the knowledge and awareness from education combined with discipline and enthusiasm from sports help shape capable and resilient youth. Also addressing the event, Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury expressed confidence that the tournament would not only promote sportsmanship among students but also help discover future athletes. The three-day national-level tournament features six disciplines: volleyball, athletics, kabaddi, taekwondo, wushu and karate. Meanwhile, two athletes have already made headlines by setting new national records in the junior category. According to the National Sports Council, which is organizing the event, both record setters will receive a cash prize of 10,000 rupees each. Four people, including two paragliding pilots, were safely rescued after falling into Fewa Lake in Pokhara Metropolitan City 18 during a landing mishap yesterday. A disaster management team from the Armed Police Force No. 24 Battalion in Kaski, stationed at Fewa Rescue Tower, carried out the rescue operation. Superintendent of Police Surya Prasad Timal Sinha confirmed that pilots Milan Shah and Biswas Adhikari, along with two Indian paragliders from Banaras, India, were all rescued without injury. The team continues to monitor safety measures for paragliding activities in the area. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Hospitals in Gaza have reported that dozens of Palestinians were killed while trying to access humanitarian aid in Gaza City. According to two medical facilities, at least 25 people were killed overnight near a convoy carrying flour and at a food distribution site operated by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation in Nizaram Corridor, an Israeli military-controlled zone. The Hamas-run Civil Defense Agency claimed Israeli forces opened fire on the crowd. Additional reports suggest some victims were also crushed by aid trucks or shot during the chaos, including by Palestinian gunmen. The Israeli military stated that troops had fired warning shots as individuals approached them. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said that 223 people have died in the past 2 weeks while attempting to reach designated aid distribution areas, 57 of them on Wednesday alone. Meanwhile, United Nations agencies and other international aid organizations continue to refuse cooperation with the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, criticizing its operation for violating humanitarian principles of neutrality, impartiality, and independence. Aid groups have also issued a dire warning. Gaza's 2.1 million people are now facing catastrophic levels of hunger following nearly 3 months of a total Israeli blockade that was only partially eased on May 19. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted that today's weather will be partly to generally cloudy across the country. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is expected in some areas of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places in the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall in one or two locations within Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. The division explained that westerly and local winds currently affect the western and central regions of the country, while monsoon winds influence most of the Kosi region. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our English News Bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Supreme Court reschedules verdict on Constitutional Commission officials to July 2nd. CIAA files corruption case against 7 people, including former Kathmandu Chief Administrative Officer, in Special Court. President Ramchandra Paulil highlights schools as key to sports development. Two junior athletes set national records at ongoing President Running Shield. And hospital officials say dozens of Palestinians killed while seeking aid in Gaza. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.